USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. has passed Italy as the nation suffering the most deaths because of the COVID-19 virus. More than 20,000 Americans have lost their lives. Over a 500,000 have been infected by it. More than 19,000 have died in Italy. And worldwide, nearly 1.8 million people are infected and almost 109,000 people have died. New Orleans Saints safety Malcolm Jenkins telling black people, take care of yourself first.
This pandemic is real, and the damage that is left in the wake of the coronavirus is realized mostly in our communities. Bad policy, institutional neglect, and overexposure place us disproportionately in arm's reach of the dangers of this deadly virus.
Pope Francis urging the faithful not to yield to fear amid the outbreak during his Easter Vigil Mass in an empty St. Peter's Basilica. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Joe Biden is the winner of Alaska's Democratic presidential primary election. With all precincts reporting, Biden has a 10-point lead over Bernie Sanders. The election coming just days after Sanders suspended his campaign. Meanwhile, Biden is expected to be making a big announcement soon about who his running mate will be. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Biden has already said he would prefer to choose a woman. This week, Biden told donors his team has talked about naming the VP choice well ahead of the Democratic convention in Milwaukee, which has been rescheduled to August because of the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Severe thunderstorms threatening the south on this Easter Sunday. They could produce flash flooding, hail, damaging wind gusts, and possible tornadoes. The threat of severe weather continuing tomorrow when the storms will roll towards the Carolinas and Mid-Atlantic. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he owes his life to the hospital staff who cared for him while he underwent treatment for COVID-19. Yesterday, Johnson issued his first statement since leaving intensive care, saying that he just can't thank those staffers enough. The Prime Minister tested positive for the coronavirus on March 27th. He was released from the ICU on Thursday. Former NFL star turned actor on the comedy drama MASH, among other things, Timothy Brown, has recently died in Southern California at the age of 82. Brown had played NFL football with Green Bay, Philadelphia, and the Baltimore Colts. After he retired from football, he took up acting and performed in the popular movie and later the TV series MASH, playing Captain Oliver Harmon Jones on the small screen. He appeared in more than 20 movies and TV shows during his acting career. Brown spent his later years working with young people as a probation officer in Los Angeles. Again, Timothy Brown was 82. And today is Easter Sunday, the day Christians celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Unlike Christmas, Easter is not celebrated on a fixed day. Instead, it falls on the first Sunday after the full moon following the vernal equinox, which could be anywhere from March 22nd till the end of April in a given year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.